Hello and welcome to this podcast. I am Rina Fadzlina, a film creator, and I have a huge love for the connection between animals and human beings. Therefore, I would love to introduce you to Christina Berkey. Christina Berkey is a Swiss-Dutch animal communicator who is a leading professional. Currently based in Australia, she grew up in the Netherlands and lived for a longer time in Switzerland. Growing up, her life always involved animals, and that is when she learned how to create a deep connection with animals and trust them. Her calling came after attending several animal communication workshops where she honed her skills. While Christina is very much self-taught, she has also worked with a renowned animal communicator as her mentor, especially to develop the animal communication trainings she offers. With an aim to create an everlasting bond between humans and animals, she has dedicated more than a decade to this endeavor. Not only is she an animal communicator, but she is also an internationally trained and accredited Gestalt psychotherapist. Now, I shall welcome you, Christina, to talk more about yourself. Tell me, how does it feel to be a psychotherapist and an animal communicator?
So Rina, may I first thank you that you have such an interest and do welcome me here. I can tell you that being a psychotherapist helps me actually to analyze past traumas in the animals and give trauma therapy to them as well. Sometimes animals are mirrors of the owners and they love the owners that much, so they want to carry the problem of them. And I would love to tell you here a story where you really see that the animal actually took on board the problem. It was a Labrador and he lost his fur on the right side of his body. And the owner actually called me and said, like, I have been by different vets and no vet could really help me. Please talk with my dog, what's going on? So I said, okay, I will, but is it possible for you to tell me what happened right then so that I don't need to take hours till we get there? And she said, oh, there was nothing special, but then suddenly she told me that she had lost the function of her kidney 10 years ago, of one of them, and had a replacement of her kidney, and now this kidney started to fail again. So I said, thank you very much, and I started to talk with the dog. It was a brown Labrador, and he told me that he feels that his owner is so depressed and that he feels that he needs to help her, to support her. And I always do a body check with the animals, and so I said, like, after talking with him, may I do a body check in you? And I did, and I became aware that the place where the fur is gone is exactly on the kidney place of the owner, the right place, like by the owner. And so I told the dog, you don't need to take it on board. You only have to give unconditional love. That's the only thing your owner needs. The owner is adult. She can look for it herself. So after the communication, the fur grew back within 2 days. And I afterwards did actually work with the owner as psychotherapist to help her also solving the depression. So therefore, if the owner is willing, of course, I can work on his or her problem. And I can work as psychotherapist, that's the beauty, with the human being and as animal communicator with the animal being at the same time. And often the result is that the animal can let go of the problem or illness or sadness, and the owner as well at the same time. And it is so beautiful to see.
That is amazing. Now, to think of it, with this unique combination of skills, you actually provide a truly fruitful experience to the animals and human beings, actually. Now, your work spans various countries where you provide training to budding animal communicators via online classes and physical classes. Ever since the inauguration of Animal Connect in 2009, you have successfully communicated with over 1,000 animals and documented a positive change in almost all cases. You even recently addressed an enthusiastic crowd at the Asia for Animals conference in Nepal, where your innovative poster presentation was featured. Now, let me ask you some questions for our audience regarding your retreat. Tell me, why did you choose Bali for your retreat?
Yeah, my work is on a spiritual level. And for me, it feels that there could be no better place as Ubud in Bali, because there I feel the spiritual energy and at the same time, the immense friendliness of the people and the nature is so inspiring.
I definitely agree with you. Bali is such a beautiful spiritual place. Now, what can the people expect in your retreat?
Yeah, I will give the retreat in October, so only a couple of months to go. The people can expect that they will, in the first place, be respected and accepted for who they truly are. And I choose a group of only 12 persons, so we can have an intimate energy and also the participants can know that all what they tell into the group stays with the group. So there is a fundament of trust and connection.
That is amazing. And for those that are interested, what do they get out of your retreat?
As trainer in workshops, I realize that it is essential that human beings connect first with themselves to be open for the connection with animal beings. Even I, as animal communicator myself, realize daily how important it is before the communications to meditate and to be in good connection with myself. Also, as human being, we often don't care for ourselves. We stress around in our daily life, and thanks to this, we lose the connection with ourselves. My participants, and I really look forward, will get for sure a deep connection with themselves, and they will open up again for their inner gift to communicate. The ones who can already communicate with animals will intense their steps and go to a deeper level. That's the beauty of this retreat. It is a retreat open for all levels, for beginners and people who are already animal communicators. They will put their own steps on their way and go in their pace and rhythm. And I want to say to your listeners directly, my goal is to guide you to live your life out of your gifts and inner wisdom.
What will you give and what will you not give?
I will give my knowledge as animal communicator, my wisdom and my love and connection to everyone. What I will not give is any tricks, because I don't believe that animal beings love tricks. They need honesty, pureness and true connection.
Is there anything you could already share with the listeners of your work, what they maybe could start using?
Yes, of course. This morning I spoke with an elderly cat and her owner wanted to know if she is ready to go, so to pass over. And she thought already yesterday of putting her down because she looked so miserable. I told her, please wait, and she did. And so we had a communication this morning. And she told me that she don't want to go and that this time that they will spend to go together will be so precious. She wants to spend a lot of love with her and connect on a deep level and share wisdom with her. And for me, it was amazing when I told it to her owner. She said she connected already on a deeper level with her and she felt that this was really profound for her to know that it was the right decision to wait. So two messages are in this communication, what I just shared with you. One is, let your animal being decide when he or she is ready to go. When you don't understand your animals yourself, ask an animal communicator to talk with your animal. Or take time, observe your animal, connect deeply. So you might hear what your animal actually needs and if he or she is ready to go. The other message what I want to share with you is, take time for your animals. So many animals tell me that the owners don't really connect with them and ask for connection. So I want to share a little bit for you what you could apply already right now. First, make time, at least a half an hour. Sit down by and with your animal. Just be. Breathe deep and be in connection. Look at your animal and start to breathe with each other. When your animal comes to you, look if you feel the urge to put your hand on your animal. And if your animal reacts in a positive way, start to gentle cuddle him or her. You don't need to do much. Just be present and connect. That is all. And that's a lot. And your animal reacts to it for sure.
Lastly, before we close up, what would you like to say to your listeners who are interested in your retreat?
Please go to my webpage, read the program that's there, and feel if you feel attracted. Then take time, listen to your heart, mind, and gut if this retreat feels right for you. Ask yourself if this is the time for you to start to connect on a deep level with you and open up for your inner gift of understanding animals. If you feel yes, then don't wait any longer and register, because I have only a few places left.
There you go. If you guys would love to connect with yourself on a deeper level and with animals, I would definitely recommend you to come to the retreat, because I myself would love to join your retreat. So if you listeners wish to find out more information, do get in touch with Christina at www.animalconnect.com.au. Before we close off, I would like to thank you so much, Christina, for coming in and sharing your passion with us. And for all those listening, have a beautiful day.